me now. Come with me now.
To a great edition of the Game Plan Podcast. Thanks to Impact Media, thanks to Blog Talk Radio, thanks to people like you guys who allow us to come on each and every week and talk Kennesaw State, Georgia State, and everything college. This week's episode is called Down the Rabbit Hole. We will address where that comes in here shortly. But first, let's get right into it. Now, Georgia State was on the bye week. They did well. Everybody healed up that needed to. Everybody had the couple days. Dan Ellington was actually on the local, I can't remember if it was Fox or CBS, whatever it was, but he was on there to talk Panthers. Videos are online if you want to go check those out. It came out great. And of course, this week, they are looking at a game versus University of Louisiana Monroe. And we will talk a little bit more about that. Well, we'll go ahead and talk about it now. That game is Saturday at 5 p.m. That is in Louisiana Monroe, which is why yours truly will not be there. The 6-2 Panthers will be against the ULM, God, what are they, the Warhawks? I get that right? We'll figure that out in a minute. Well, who are 3-5, but have been doing pretty good. Not quite as good as their other University of Louisiana. That over in the Lafayette area. Not as good as they've been doing. This ESPN Plus game. The Panthers are currently on a 4-game winning streak. Yep, at one point they were 2-2. Now they are 6-2. It's simple math. But I've been riding quite a wave at this point. FBS ranks. I just want to get into some of these. That Georgia State is in the tops of. This is across all colleges. This isn't just the Sun Belt. This isn't non-five. This isn't. No, this is everybody. This is including the powerhouse SEC, the ACC, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the All-American Conference. Everybody. And here's where they rank nationally. They are 10th in rushing at 257.3 yards per game. Trey Barnett's had a lot to do with that, so has Dan Ellington. In total offense, 478.6 yards per game. Once again, those two have a lot to do with it. In scoring, they are 21st, averaging 36.6 points per game. You score 36 points even in college, and you have a pretty good shot to win about any week. About any week. Third down conversions, they are fifth. Fifth. Only four teams are better on third down conversions than the Georgia State Panthers at 51.6%. So pretty much half the time, they're going to get their third down conversion. And they are ranked 17th. Overall, in first downs with 207 first downs. 207. Wow. In eight games. What? Quick math in that. 13 a game. Sound right? It sounds about right. 13 and 14. I don't know, somewhere in there. Did I not do the math right? No. That's right at 25 a game. Sorry. 25 times 8. Yeah. Okay. And I promise you I'm trying to find the mascot here, and it's not. It'll come up in a minute. Anyway. It's going to be a big game. Because ULM is looking at knocking off Georgia State and helping the Louisiana Lafayette guys. They're not called that anymore. I know the University of Louisiana. I understand that. But their brethren out there, they're looking to knock them off, not just because they could use a fourth win. I mean, you got to think, if they played eight games as well, they need three more victories to be bowl eligible. So they need to go, let's see, we've played eight, so they're not halfway in. They're, what, we're four games from the end? So they got to win three out of their last four just to be bowl eligible. And Georgia State's, they look prime for potentially being that next one for them. But I think as long as Dan Ellington and Trey Barnett get the ball rolling quickly, I think this is going to go very well for the Panthers. Because, you know, the Remy Lazarus of the world and the, you know, all the different guys that we've talked to this year that I've told you guys about. We're actually gonna. But if they get the ball rolling early and just pound the ball often and get Trey and everybody set up and going, it's going to set up the pass game. And when Dan has the options that he does at receiver and especially Aubrey Payne over the middle, who has caught a touchdown in all but one game this year, that is just a fantastic way about it. I'm trying my best to find this mascot for you guys. But how do I think this is going to play out? Well, the way a lot of these have played out. Hopefully Georgia State goes up early. Hopefully they're able to stave off any big time attacks. You know, they're gonna come after the Georgia State secondary that you know, a lot of people have targeted, pointed fingers at this year as being one of the reasons why Georgia State could be better than they are. Honestly, I think they're playing some of the best football I've ever seen. To see this team up close and to see how special this season could be, it's been something else for sure. How special are they going to be? Well, they need to win this week, and it sets up the matchup next week with Appalachian State. But you cannot get too far ahead. You still got to take get you got still got to take care of business against ULM. Still got to keep everything grounded and everything going that way. Spread the ball around once you set up the rush. And I think you're going to be able to hold off the ULM attack. I really do. You know, otherwise, it should be business as usual. The guys should be able to go on the road. They've been kind of weird on the road, kind of up and down, the way various things have went here and there. But like I said, I think Coach Elliott's going to have all these guys ready to play. They're going to be able to roll. Now let's swap over to Kennesaw real quick. Of course, they had the game this past weekend at home versus the Monmouth Hawks. And here's where the down the rabbit hole goes. They have to avoid going down the rabbit hole because they got trounced. Absolutely trounced. 45-14. As Coach said, Coach actually echoed all the things. He made it where we really didn't have that many questions because he pretty much said what we were all going to ask and think anyway. He said it was a lot of it was a lack of execution and that it starts with him, that him and the coaching staff, but especially him, did not prepare these guys as good as they could have, and that led to some of the breakdowns that they had. some of the observations I had is the Monmouth Hawks just clogged a lot of the running lanes and just clogged the line. They were stacking the box because, well, they're against a spread option. And in doing that, as run heavy as it is, they were okay being one-on-one on the outsides. Absolutely fine being one-on-one on the outsides. They felt their guys could handle it, which they did. And they just loaded the box and dared them to try to run past them, which they didn't have a lot of success in doing. The Hawks ran a spread air attack just to the absolute advantage. They spread out the defense where they could not aid on the play. It left a lot of one-on-one matchups. And it wasn't that they were out-talented, you know, or outgunned or anything like that. It's like, no, on one-on-one battles, sometimes it becomes a 50-50 ball. And their receivers were winning those. They were getting open, and they were catching everything thrown at them. You're going to run into this. As I said, Monmouth was no slouch. They came in at 6-2. And handed another loss to Kennesaw, which dropped to number 10 in one poll, number 14 in another. I think they'll end up back in the top 10 before it's completely done. But like I said, you cannot go down the rabbit hole. You can't let this affect everything you do from here on out. As coaches say, as players say, you got to take it week by week. Okay, last week's over. Here's this week. We got to go 1-0 this week. And to go 1-0, they're going to have to go to Campbell. That is a Saturday 1 p.m. ESPN Plus game. We're talking about a 7-2 Kennesaw team versus a 6-2 Campbell team. Yeah, Campbell's pretty good, too. And they are very much looking to knock them off as well. They knock off Kennesaw. Boy, that was going to put it. That's going to put it pretty difficult. Postseason-wise. Warhawks, there we go. The ULM Warhawks. See, I was close. While we're at it. Let's go ahead and see what Campbell is as well. The Warhawks, yeah, I think that's what I said. I can't remember what I said. I said one of them. Wow. Learn something new. Campbell are the Camels. There you go. In fact, Gaylord the Camel is the mascot. So there you go. Learn something new every day. Hopefully you guys learn some stuff as well. But they're going to have to go to Campbell. And like I said, 7-2 versus 6-2. Yeah, that record alone tells me a lot. And what it tells me is Kennesaw better put their big boy shoes and big boy pants back on and remember that they are the Kennesaw Fighting Owls. And the last week was an anomaly. Update on the player that I mentioned on the halftime show. That was injured and stretchered out. He, I think, spent overnight at a local medical facility and was released of his own reconnaissance later. And from what all the doctors say, he's going to make a full recovery. As far as return to the field, I don't know. As many coaches famously say, I'm not a doctor. Anytime you deal with, I think it was a severe stinger, is what it seemed to be. Just being around a lot of wrestlers and other things like that, it seemed to be a severe stinger. And what a stinger is when you take a shot to your spinal column. It can be a direct, it can be the way you twist, things like that, that you get partial paralysis of some part of your body. And the reason why I call it a stinger is you kind of get a stinging sensation. And then, like a fuzziness, and then it eventually comes back. And it's not always real quick. I mean, his could have came back while he was in the hospital even. I don't know exactly when. Once again, all I know is they say he's going to make a full recovery, and you go from there. But just glad to hear that he's going to do better. And I know whether he's on the field or not, he will be cheering on the KSU Fighting Owls in Campbell this Saturday. One quick note before I get into my top four, +2, +2, and the picks. Georgia Southern downing Appalachian State 24-21 on Thursday was fantastic. Somehow Georgia Southern helped out their top rival Georgia State by knocking out App State and handing them their first loss. Appalachian State was ranked number 20 when that happened. So congratulations to the Georgia Southern Eagles. Know that that showdown is at the very end of the year. I believe in Georgia Southern this year. On the 30th. But once again, that's way down the line. And it helps because now App State, I'm not sure what their schedule. I think they play this week. And then next week, the big showdown, once we get past this week. But, you know, shout out to the Eagles. It's one of the few times that you might hear a cheer from a Georgia State-related podcast towards you guys. But, no, you guys have always been classy and much appreciated. I went down there for an away game. You guys treated us all the out-of-town media with the utmost respect. Food was good. Experience was good. I got nothing but good things to say down there. So, now to my top four, +2, +2. Basically my top eight, so to say, but I got them in this order. It's a little different from what you see from the committee, but you know, their list is their list. My list is my list. I do agree right now that LSU is the top team in the country. I got Ohio State number 2. I got Alabama 3. And I got Clemson 4. I'm giving Clemson the benefit of the doubt at this point. But they have got to really show me something because their schedule is not going to help them at all. So, technically, if there was a playoff, we would get LSU Clemson and we would get Ohio State Alabama. Ultimately, probably setting up LSU Ohio State, but you never know. My next two in, so to say, if there was a top six, Penn State, who I bumped out because of Clemson, but it's real close. I mean, it's a hair difference between those at the moment, and Penn State's going to have the better resume as far as who they face, as long as they continue to win as well. Also, UGA, like I said, they're hanging around there. They have a real tough schedule. They play teams like Texas A&M. They play teams like Auburn. If they're able to run the gauntlet, and I mean, if they win the SEC, that's one thing. But if they're able to even get to the SEC game, which I think is very possible, then I think that's because one of these teams up top is going to get bumped out. And I know that because at one point, Ohio State and Penn State have to play each other. And this weekend, LSU and Alabama play each other. So the loser of that is going to drop a little bit. UGA is outside looking in, but got a foot in the door. And then my number 7 and number 8 is Oregon, who continues to hang around, and Utah as well. I think Utah is going to finish right around in there. Oregon's got the most outside chance. I mean, you got Baylor, you could say, if they continue to run the table. See, there's another undefeated team. If they run the table, too, and win their conference, then yeah, you got to consider them. But just as far as this goes here, that's the way I got them. So technically, if it was an 18 playoff, you would have LSU, Utah, Ohio State, Oregon. You would have Alabama, UGA, and you would have Clemson, Penn State. That would be some pretty cool matchups. All right, let's go to my picks. Last week, hopefully you paid attention, I went 3-1. The only game I missed was when I said take Florida over Georgia, and that was a 24-17 victory for the Dogs. Told you to take Notre Dame at home versus Virginia Tech. That was 21-20, a lot closer than I thought it would be, but Virginia Tech came to play this year. Also, I told you to take Utah on the road versus Washington, 33-28 in that one for Utah. And Memphis, who I told you to take at home versus SMU, won their game 54-48. That made me 3-1 for the week. You're welcome. Because remember, gamble responsibly, and also if you live in the state of Georgia like I do, it is actually illegal to gamble openly like that. So hopefully if you are going to places that are safe and allow you to do that. Once again, gamble responsibly. All right, four big games this week. It's going to be rough. I'm going to live pick them here just like I always do. I try to come in as unbiased as I can. I wrote down these a couple days ago. So we got number 4, Penn State, versus number 7, Minnesota. Penn State, Minnesota's the other one who is undefeated. That's the one I was trying to think of. Penn State is going to, they're going to run into some big, bad uglies, as they say, up front with Minnesota. It's going to be rough, but I'm going to tell you, that's a Saturday noon game on ABC. Penn State is only a 7-point favorite. But I'm going to say go ahead and take the Nittany Lions. It's going to be really close. And don't be surprised if Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, pull that off. I'm just telling you, take Penn State. That is two 8-0 teams, by the way. The 6-2, number 18th ranked Iowa Hawkeyes are going to be at the number 13 Wisconsin Badgers. They are 6-2 as well. That is a Saturday 4 p.m. Fox game. Wisconsin is a 9.5-point favorite. Now, you got to imagine about 3 or 4 of those because they're at home, so they're about a touchdown favorite. Okay, touchdown favorite. I don't have a problem with that at all. But as good as Wisconsin is, I'm going to go ahead and call it. I'm going to call the upset. Give me Iowa. Guys, going to give me a lot of away teams this week. Give me Iowa to pull this off and win this game versus Wisconsin. I don't know. I just got a feeling with that one. The 5-4 USC Trojans will be at the 5-3 Arizona State Sun Devils. That is a Saturday 3:30 ABC game. The Sun Devils are 1.5-point favorites at home. They think this is going to be really close. I'm going to tell you right now, take the Sun Devils. Take Arizona State. I've been big on them all year. You should be too. And lastly, no, I did not skip this game. The 8-0, number two ranked according to the polls, LSU Tigers are going to be at the number 3 Alabama Crimson Tide. They are 8-0 as well. Saturday 3:30, CBS. Alabama is a 6.5-point favorite at home. I tell you right now, take the LSU Tigers. They are the best team in the country right now. Them and Ohio State are real close, but not as close as people think. Take the LSU Tigers. You heard it here first, or at least you heard it here last. As long as you don't listen to anybody else. Once again, to recap, take Penn State on the road versus Minnesota. Take Iowa on the road versus Wisconsin. Take Arizona State at home versus USC. And take the LSU Tigers on the road in Tuscaloosa over the Alabama Crimson Tide. There's my picks for the week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed them. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. But for everybody here at Impact Media and everybody here at The Game Plan, we will see you guys next week. Go Panthers. Go Owls.
Me now, come with me now. Myself tonight.